Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's Do We, Don't We podcast, where each episode we highlight services and materials that make you think, I didn't know that libraries did that. Hi, I'm Christy Chatterton, Public Relations with the LaPorte County Public Library, and I am super excited to have my guest today, Julie Wadley, Assistant Public Service Manager. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Christy. So glad to be with you today.
How you doing?
Great.
That's awesome. All right, so today we are going to discuss a really feel-good part of the library, which is volunteering and our volunteers that we have. Volunteers, there's all sorts of things that they can do. We're going to kind of talk about that in a minute. But what type of person do you think would enjoy volunteering at the library?
So volunteering at the library, really almost anybody can do that. You can be an adult and volunteer at the library. We have opportunities for you. You could be a teenager and volunteer at the library. We have opportunities for you as well. Anybody that is age 12 and up can volunteer at the library.
That's fantastic. I know that I see sometimes when we have some of the teenagers in, you know, they begin their volunteering path, if you would, because they have a great love of reading. But I have seen them make the turn or pivot and start doing some volunteering in our makerspace, and their focus just changes. And I think that's a great thing to have happen. You can start out in one position if
yes.
you think you mm-hmm. like that, but then you can morph into a different type of volunteering. And that brings me to, what exactly are some of the volunteer opportunities that we will have available to customers?
That is a great question, Christy. So we have a few primary volunteer options. And our volunteer program right now, we're kind of revamping it. We're starting out small, and then we're going to grow. So the first couple of volunteer options that we're going to have is going to be adopt a shelf, meaning that you or your family could adopt a shelf in our library, and then you would be responsible for taking care of that shelf, making sure it's organized and cleaned and standing up straight and all of those things. And that can take anywhere from, you know, an hour a week. You just pop in and you have your adopt a shelf that you are responsible for, or you can come in more often if you like. The other opportunity would be our display genie, and all of our visual displays in the library all have to be created so that we can serve our customers. And so we would ask you to possibly use our Cricut in our makerspace to help create some of those displays.
Oh, you know how much I love that Cricut electronic
that
die
Cricut.
Cutting machine. I love that Cricut.
Or helping us to take books off the shelf or materials off the shelf to go with whatever our display theme is. All of the end caps have a sign on them for our reader's advisory and changing those out once a month. So all those things can happen by volunteers.
That's fantastic. So you can have a little creative edge and a little creative spark and still be volunteering doing
yes.
something that is needed. So that's awesome.
Yes.
I love that. You know, yes. People can come in and put their little stamp on.
Correct.
On something.
Yep. It's not all just cleaning either. We also have our guest reader option that you can volunteer to read for our Dial a Story program, either reading a children's book or a poem or a joke and contributing in that way.
And that is so fantastic. Our Dial a Story is for all ages, and I think it's great having the change up in the narration of the stories. I think it gives so much more character to the story, and it gives so many more people an opportunity to help out.
Yes, it's really great. And the other thing, too, is that eventually we will have volunteer opportunities for the exchange, which will be opening in midsummer. And so that's just another opportunity for community members to come in and volunteer at the library.
So most people would assume that you could only volunteer here at Maine because it's the biggest or whatever. It's right here in town. But that's not true.
That is not true. We have volunteer opportunities at all of our locations. So it is not limited to just our Maine location. If you live in our southern part of the county and your regular library branch is Hannah or Union Mills, we have volunteer opportunities for you at those libraries. If you live in part of our northern part of the county and you would like to go visit Cool Spring and volunteer out there, we have volunteer opportunities for you too.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the Adopt-A-Shelf kind of concept, and I can see a family coming in and for their weekly library visit, not only picking up their materials or whatever they have had on hold, but turning it into a learning experience too for maybe some of the littler learners in our service area, in their families. And they can make it a well-rounded visit by doing a little bit of volunteering and then doing a little bit of play and then taking all their materials home.
Yes.
You know, it makes for a very well-rounded visit and starts our little learners out.
Absolutely.
Learning the importance of volunteering and giving back to the community.
Correct. You know, and the way that that would look like is that the adult would sign up to be the volunteer. And then adults age 18 and older would need to pass a background check. That's part of our policy. And then once you would get your volunteer assignment at your branch and you choose the Adopt-A-Shelf, then that would be exactly that you would come in for your weekly library visit. Using our brand new software, you would sign in and log your own hours after you'd received your training. And then go ahead and take care of your Adopt-A-Shelf.
Fantastic. So we didn't really talk about that. I just wanted to say that April is National Volunteer Month, and we at the library are kind of doing I'd like to call it, what do they call those? Soft openings.
Yes.
So in April, we're doing a soft opening of our new volunteer software called Volgistics. It will help not only us internally get more strategic and more specific with the volunteer opportunities that are available, but it also allows volunteers to be more independent. They'll be using it on their own.
Yes.
They'll be signing in on their own. They'll be keeping track of their hours. So, you know, because volunteering, some people take it very seriously. They challenge themselves every year or month or whatever to meet a certain amount of volunteer hours.
Correct.
And so this will give them the opportunity to log their time and keep up to date. And so we just think that that's a super option to offer to the volunteers to begin with. So.
Yes, 100%. And the other thing, too, is that we want to make it easy for you as the volunteer.
Right.
That was the other part that played into going.
We used to have a book, and everybody had to run around trying to find the book.
Yeah, no more books.
Yeah.
We want to make it as easy as possible for you to come in and volunteer at the library. And, you know, we are always at the library looking to make sure we're offering the best of what we can to help serve our community. And that same thing goes for how we want to have our volunteers experience volunteering at the library.
Yes, we want a good experience for everybody.
Yes.
Both on their end and our end.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes, we just want it to go smoothly. So anyway, that will be rolling out in a soft little opening, probably in April.
Yes.
I'm not going to give a specific date, but we're hoping. So fingers fingers crossed. But in general, if you have questions or you want to get ahead of the game and kind of find out some more information, always feel free to contact us here at the library, 362-6156. And someone will be able to guide you in the right direction. You can look for coming in April for some social media posts, some blog posts, information on the website. We truly value our volunteers, and we want to showcase that in April. So thank you, Julie, for coming and visiting with me.
You are welcome.
And we just look forward to our next episode of LaPorte County Public Library's Do We, Don't We? And thank you again, and we will talk to you soon.
Sounds great.